Exclusive, Sebastian Gorka, FBI agents told to raid Mar-a-Lago should have said, "No, here's my badge." By Robert Krajicek on August 11, 2022. Sebastian Gorka, host of the America First radio show and the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax, said on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow that FBI agents charged with executing a raid on former President Donald Trump's private residence at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, should have resigned in protest. FBI agents complying with orders to execute a search warrant were complicit in unconstitutional behavior by fulfilling state-sanctioned burglary in an act of political revenge, Gorka stated. The FBI is now like the Gestapo, he added. It is a political arm of the administration and the Democrat Party. Gorka emphasized the participation of rank-and-file FBI agents in the federal government's abuses. It wasn't some deputy director that went to Mar-a-Lago, he remarked. It wasn't an ASEC. It was members of the local field office who took that warrant and tried to break the U.S. Constitution with their actions. He continued, I would hope that you, Alex, I would hope that I would hope that anyone listening to this show, if they were in the position of being a special agent handed that warrant would say, no, here's my badge. Here's my gun. Marlow replied, the rank-and-file people at the FBI who are enforcing this stuff are not doing a great job. The new 87,000 people who are going to work for the IRS. I don't have a ton of respect for these people. And I respect almost every job in the country. He went on, there are so many people who think they have a menial job who I have the utmost respect for. But not these jobs, not the enforcing raids on Trump's house. Not the people who are shaking down people who've already paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes to see if they can squeeze out a few more pennies from them because they didn't declare their airline miles, which is what's going to happen with these new agents. Gorka said he has received private messages from FBI employees and other federal government workers inside the machine lamenting partisan and political corruption they observe. Let's just have some moral clarity given what's happening in America. Every day I get DMs. I get messages from people inside the machine. I got one yesterday, like, I'm disgusted at my agency, and they're in the bureau. I told somebody who's a secretary at the FBI, who sent me a heartfelt DM about how she can't believe what's going on at the bureau. And I said, you may not want to hear this, if you don't resign today, you are complicit in treason. I don't care if you make the tea in the bureau. Government employees have a moral obligation to resign when commanded to participate in certain degrees of immorality, Gorka held. When the nation is in crisis, you have a moral decision to make, he concluded. My parents stood up to communism. They paid a price, but at least they knew that when they had to give an account of their lives to their creator, they could say, I didn't give in. I didn't kneel at the altar of power or getting another paycheck. There are 35,000 people in the bureau. Where are the agents, right now, outside of the Hoover building demonstrating and saying, we are not going to support this system? Where are they? Trump would politically benefit from the Biden administration's partisan political weaponization of the U.S. Department of Justice and FBI, Gorka assessed. He stated, they tried to kill the king, and when you try to kill the king, you better kill him, because if you don't, and they didn't, you make him stronger than ever. And it is my absolute 100% certitude that President Trump is now stronger than he has ever been. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.